Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts out there. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor, but still want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, to name a few. Perfect for enjoying with family or friends and taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 90, Career and Commitment, by Steve Pavlina of stevepavlina.com.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Living Daily, the podcast that brings you the best in personal development and productivity every day of the week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Justin Mollick.
What's going on, old friends? OLD stands for Optimal Living Daily, and this is Justin Mollick. You can consider me your own personal reader and storyteller. And I'm back to read to you a post from Steve Pavlina about career and doing what we love. It's been a couple of weeks since I've read from his blog, and he usually has an interesting perspective. Plus, I've seen some questions from you about career and being stuck in an unfulfilling career, so I thought this one could help you out. But real quick, if you want to be in a drawing to win a free book by The Minimalists and also get some fun free stuff from me, all you need to do is be on my free weekly newsletter. Just text the word OPTIMAL to 44222 and you'll be in. You can also subscribe by visiting me online at oldpodcast.com. And if you want to go above and beyond, you can help me meet the monthly bills of this podcast by contributing and becoming a patron of the show, which I'll be extremely grateful for. So once again, you can do that through oldpodcast.com. Or to join the list and get your free stuff, you can text OPTIMAL to 44222. And that's that. Let's get this show on the road and start optimizing your life. Career and Commitment by Steve Pavlina of stevepavlina.com. How committed are you to having a career you absolutely love? Your level of commitment plays a key role in the process of creating a fulfilling career. When people are undercommitted to their careers, they tend to get lousy results. When they get clear about what they want and commit themselves to creating it, however long it takes, they usually get there in some fashion. Action reveals commitment. How do you know how committed you are? You can tell by your actions, by what you consider important enough to carve out time for. For example, if your career seems to be in the dumps right now, but you somehow manage to keep up on all your favorite TV shows, what does that say about your level of commitment? Doesn't it say you're more committed to idle entertainment than to spending each day doing work you love? Procrastination is a tempting short-term choice, but in the long run, it'll only keep you trapped. If a great career really matters to you, your actions will show it. Incubation versus delay. What about waiting for inspiration? Incubation time. There's a big difference between actively seeking inspiration through activities such as introspection, journaling, meditation, and purposeful reading versus idle delay. As a rule of thumb, if you aren't sure whether you're incubating your greatness or just delaying, you're delaying. Making time for career development. Where do you get the time to work on your career development? Just set a simple goal to tackle the most obvious step ahead of you and then cut out all the non-essential activities until it's done. By that, I mean no TV, movies, web surfing, parties, etc. until you've figured it out. Your next step might be something like writing a purpose statement or reading 3 books in your desired field. Something you can accomplish in a fairly short period of time if you make it a real priority. You can always catch up on those non-essential activities later. For most people, myself included, enjoying a good career is one of the most important goals in life. But very rarely do people just fall into the career of their dreams. It takes a combination of proactive thoughts and action. While the steps to get there may require a lot of effort, they're rarely unknowable or shrouded in mystery. It's usually just a matter of putting in the time and persisting. If it takes years, it takes years, but delay won't get you there any sooner. It's common to resist all the work, especially the inner work, required to discover what you really love to do and how on earth you could possibly earn a decent living from it. Getting past that resistance is part of the process, and the more committed you are, the more willing you'll be to put in the time. Commitment is mental and emotional. Commitment is an internal decision, not something that can be forced from outside. Commitment occurs when your thoughts and emotions are pointing in the same direction. If you make a mental decision but don't feel right about it, you're not committed. If you make an emotional decision that doesn't sit well with your intellect, you're not committed. Half-brained decisions will usually fizzle within a matter of days. The only real commitments are those that engage both your mind and emotions. How to commit. How do you get yourself to commit to pursuing the career of your dreams? Some people do best by tackling the mental side first. They'll spend lots of time researching career possibilities. For example, a wannabe screenwriter might read a bunch of books on screenwriting. Another part of the mental side is to make a giant to-do list of the steps ahead of you to demonstrate that the goal is achievable. Others prefer to start with the emotional side. This entails figuring out the why and the deeper meaning behind what you want to do. So you'd consider the potential impact of your work and how it'd feel to be able to do this kind of work every day, even if you aren't certain of the exact field or type of work you want to do. Ultimately, both the mental and emotional sides are important. You won't master either of them 100%, but you aren't really committed until you can see enough of the steps ahead of you to start taking action and you feel reasonably good about where you're headed. When you see the path and you like what you see on the path, you'll begin walking the path. You need your mind and your heart to be shaking hands in agreement about your choice. Otherwise, you'll just sabotage yourself. Either way you go, the strategy of immersion works pretty well for most people. Keep your intended career development so much in your face that you can't possibly disregard it. One of the best ways to do that is to join a club or organization in your desired field that meets at least twice a month. If you just keep attending the meetings regularly, it will constantly reinforce your goal and educate you at the same time. You just listened to the post titled Career and Commitment by Steve Pavlina of stevepavlina.com. And that is my 90th reading. So crazy. I can't believe how quickly that went and how quickly episode 100 is approaching. I do have a lot of special episodes for that week, so make sure you're subscribed to this show to get the newest episodes. And you can visit oldpodcast.com to join the OLD family and get your free stuff, or text the word OPTIMAL to the number 44222 to join. And tomorrow's Financial Friday, so I'll see you there, same time, same place, where your optimal life awaits.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.